This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. More than 115,000 XL customers were without power when the sun set Wednesday, mostly on the Front Range. Most are still waiting to have their power restored. The loss of power is due to a safety outage because of extreme wind and fire danger, as well as downed power lines. XL shut off power to 50,000 people Wednesday morning because of wildfire risk. Other customers were affected outside the planned outage zone, too. Power was supposed to return last night. However, XL has told CPR News they had to double-check more than 600 miles of power lines before restoring electricity. The company did not say how long that might take. Judy Payne went to the Jefferson County Library in Golden after her apartment went dark Wednesday.
I try and get power, read the newspaper. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. I've got my phone and my iPad, but I don't want to run them down too much. I've got backup, so I just couldn't stand to be locked up in that apartment.
Officials are warning of another potential power safety shutoff for Friday, when high winds are expected to return. The number of lawsuits filed by Colorado against the Trump administration now stands at 47. Here's CPR's Ava Keon.
Attorney General Phil Weiser in 16 other states and Washington, D.C. filed the lawsuit. It claims the administration unlawfully suspended grant programs for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The holdup of funds directly impacts a project at Colorado State University and plans in Pueblo and Boulder. In May, Colorado and other states sued the administration for receiving less funding for EV infrastructure than they were originally awarded. That's still in litigation. Ava Keon, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. More than 94,000 customers are still without power, mostly along the Front Range. It's 7:06.